Hey guys!
We are back.
Guys, stay in my jumper.
Sorry.
Off to a rocky start.
Anyways, sorry for the delayed episode, the long-awaited episode.
How long has it been since the podcast? I think it's been about
two months.
2 months. No, it hasn't been a month.
Two months since the podcast.
It's been way
podcast.
Since that thank you message.
To be honest, guys, I mean, if you watched our live, you would know, but we were here last week. Like, we tried and then it flopped. And then
technical difficulties. We lost the
audio. We lost everything. Guys, I don't even know what to even say because I feel like we already recorded this, so it's like, oh, holiday, we went to Turkey.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, we went to Turkey, yeah. I think it was last month, guys. We literally flew out on May the 9th. It's June 10th.
Guys, it was such a spontaneous trip. Like, we literally decided on the day and we left the next day.
Yeah.
Like, 24 hours, like, straight. Wow. But by the way, guys, don't do spontaneous trips.
Don't.
The stress.
Give yourself, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
That'll be more
as a female, anyway, don't. Because you have to think about packing so many things.
You know what I hated? Oh. That we stressed so much on packing these outfits that I never wore.
I never wore them.
Yeah.
What was the point?
What was the reason?
I wish I just took my pyjamas, because that's what I was in the whole holiday.
Yeah, same.
What the
I wouldn't
hell?
Even have to stress about me and her linked at 6 p.m. and we had to be at Lissons at 12.
Yeah.
And we went shopping at, like, we got home
like
by 10.
Oh.
Guys, that was just for Monday and day.
I just think, where's the stuff you bought? Because I didn't see it.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, we didn't wear anything. Like,
exactly.
I didn't wear any outfits. Like,
literally.
Everything you lot saw in the vlog, wallahi, was not. You know, one girl was like, outfit details piece. I was like, which one?
Literally, like, what are you talking about?
What outfit?
I didn't wear one outfit. There was one day we wore outfits. That's it. One day, I remember, we actually went
one
out.
Day we actually dressed up, but that's about it. Like,
That wasn't even a dress up. We were going to the market, so we dressed a bit down.
Yeah.
I mean, the point of the holiday was to chill, so...
True. Guys, I'm not gonna lie, it was needed. Like, needed. Honestly.
Getaway was definitely needed.
Yeah.
And
however, I would go to give myself a bit of a couple of days, maybe. To just, you know, get myself to gather myself.
Would not recommend that hotel.
Oh,
not Jay getting slandered on Twitter while we're there.
Gatekeeper. I can't lie, guys, just to defend Jay a bit here, she had every right to reveal the location of a hotel that she's currently staying
in.
Fair enough when she leaves, but you know, we're bombarding her, like, give it a break.
As in, she told you, when I leave, I'll give the details. You want to be killed? Because, come on now.
I've heard some horror stories. So,
have you?
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I haven't, but do you know what it is? Like, I was fully glad and be like, yeah, guys, I'm here. And then I deeped it. Oh, I should actually be careful.
Yeah.
I didn't actually realise until
some
until, like,
people
Jay
are
said.
Weird and malicious. And
I didn't
deep we'll call up the hotel and say, oh, these people, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and then
I didn't deep
out,
that.
Like, people are weird like that.
That's crazy.
You gotta be careful with the internet, I'm telling
What's
you.
What's it called, guys? Also, do you know what I deeped?
Wow, I zoned out.
I could tell. Anyway,
I zoned out for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, we were having our own conversation.
That's crazy. Guys, you know what I deeped?
What are you not talking about?
Oh, wait, I'm starting a new conversation now. Do you know what I deeped?
Sorry.
I deeped 3 times. I deeped that today is June 10th. Last year, we started the podcast on July the 10th.
No, we didn't.
So we literally...
Come
bro.
Check this fake support.
Okay, cool.
July the
14th. Go check. No,
July
cool.
the 14th.
Check our first video posted on July 10th. Suck your mother. Go
Why
on,
are
check.
You saying it with confidence
check.
If she probably checked?
Exactly. What's wrong with you? This girl is actually a compulsive liar.
She does that, man.
For no reason.
I'm not lying. It was July the 14th.
It was literally
check.
July the 10th.
Give me a second. Stop gaslighting me.
Okay. Oh, call gaslighting me. Yeah? Say, like, watch. Asha, watch. Everyone here as well, watch.
What do you call a gaslighter who says they're getting gaslighted?
When they're not getting gaslighted.
Double gaslighter.
Double homicide. What do you call it?
I wonder what that date says.
Insert picture.
Wonder what that date says. Bernie Sanders.
Nah,
this is why
anything.
You didn't speak, bro.
It doesn't say anything.
It literally says 10th of July. Anyway,
I'm
so
blessed.
That basically means that next month is our 1 year. Isn't that so mad?
Anniversary.
You did.
You did. But before that, I just want to say, there was someone that DM'd us and was like, oh, can you lot please, like, talk about this on your platform? And I think we should. We're going to put the petition in the description. But basically, I don't know if you lot have been seeing, but there's a movie that's come out that's about the prophet's, like, life. And just...
It's called Lady of Heaven.
Yeah,
is that what it's called?
I was going to say, don't say the name, so don't search it. But,
beep it out.
No, you keep it in. But yeah, the petition is to basically get off the out of the cinemas, so...
I think it's worked in cinema, hasn't it?
I think so. Yeah, so just sign a petition. Do you know what I mean? Even if you're not a Muslim, just deep that it's going against our religion and it's really in the
very
cinemas for people to watch, which is very disrespectful.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And I understand, obviously,
support
there's
right
no, like... blasphemy laws here or whatnot. I understand that. However, it's very disrespectful towards our religion.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So.
I think there's just a lot of people, this is their excuse. Oh, freedom of speech and
art. It's so silly.
You know, it's a creative artwork and what, like, film is something that you can freely express your views on and whatnot, but there's a line. There's a line with everything. When it comes to religion and you're directly disrespecting and mocking someone's religion, that's unacceptable. I don't care what sort of creative idea you thought you was hitting, but it didn't hit. You didn't eat. Give me that plate. Thank you.
Facts.
Same way, yeah.
Asha, you just do the clapping right now. Right now.
But anyways, yeah, I want to give you like an example of this is the people that we're defending, yeah. Let's say a movie came out and it was
about Jesus.
No, not even about other religions, because I think other religions are not as cutthroat as Islam, if that makes sense. Like, we just have a strict boundary and that's it. But anyways, I was going to say, if a movie came out that was like so racist to the point where they were doing blackface and there was white people putting on paint and trying to mimic black people, in addition, you know that film would have been ripped from cinemas and nobody would have allowed it to run. Why can we not say the same? There's a line for that, same way there's a line for religion.
Yeah.
We don't want to move it out. Like, that's it, period. You should not have to... I should not have to explain this to people.
How did it get approved to be even...
That's what I don't understand.
That means anyone can create a film, bro.
Anyone can get it, like?
Yeah. At this point, I can't lie. The world is free for everyone. Anyone can do anything. Anyone's free to say anything they want. But, oh, God forbid you come for the LGBT community.
God forbid. Anyway.
I feel like everyone's mind right now in the world is just in the wrong place. Like, we're not screwed on, which is weird because we're meant to be the generation that's very screwed on.
And I feel like the world in general has got to a point where everyone's just letting everything run. There's no more lines, there's no more boundaries, do what you want as long as you're not hurting anyone. But what
that is hurting someone though.
Exactly.
That's hurting a community a large amount of people.
I'm a bit uncomfortable.
But because you're not hurt, it doesn't matter.
My question.
Hashtag Q for the day. Why not?
Shouldn't have sent me to my phone. I'm gonna get distracted. Okay. My question was, I feel like I asked it before and I'm so sorry if I have, but I'm just putting out the disclaimer. I think I've asked this before, but my memory's a bit shit.
Go on.
How can I improve as a friend, and what are some things that I do that you don't like? It's a very open and honest conversation.
You haven't asked that question before.
I think she has in the Freshly Grounded episode. I think we did it.
I think it was one of the questions they asked and we like skimmed past it. Did you get one of the cards?
No. And early on we answered it because I remember I said to you,
oh, we have.
I remember we answered for each other.
We did.
I remember that episode. But I'll do it again anyway.
Yeah. No, don't do it again then.
I feel like it wasn't worded in that.
But humans are all going to have something that we're lacking.
I
don't know what to say though.
I feel like more people need to have these kind of convos because unless you ask, you won't ever know what you're doing wrong. And I feel like everyone's doing something wrong.
100%.
Not in like a bad way, but you're never perfect. So there's always something you can improve on in a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
You're not even aware of what it is that you're doing wrong until somebody points it out.
And I don't think it has to be said in a bad way for you to like, oh, for you to now, shit, she said this, so now I can never go past that hurdle. No, life is about taking...
About changing.
Yeah. Life is a lesson, I'm passing the test.
Hey. Okay, I didn't ask you to write. But anyways...
Yes. Not me going, hey.
You went to join in. I know you did.
There you go.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, who's starting? Because I generally, my mind is like...
Can we answer for ourselves and then...
No, that's the whole point. You can't answer for yourself. Because as humans, we're very critical of ourselves. We know what we're doing. Like, true. Do you get? Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah, this is... No, I need you to tell me what I'm doing wrong as a friend for you. Do you get?
That's true. I just need... It's not about you. You have to tell me as a friend.
But yeah, what you're lacking in for me.
I hear that. I hear that.
So as in what you... No,
as in what... The list of
what she's lacking in for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like, as a friend, what are you doing that...
So, as a person, you're thinking, what's Dua lacking in for me? Like,
yeah,
what's
as for me. Because
what's something that I want in a friendship that Dua is not providing?
It's not about you.
It's not about what's wrong with you.
It's about what's wrong with the friendship. If it was what's wrong with you, I got a list.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm struggling to think.
Pick me. Shut up.
This is hard.
This is actually really hard.
Maybe I should have given you like this question last week.
Maybe.
You could have thought about it.
Yeah. Maybe we could have, had it as homework just to know.
Nah, man. I don't know. You know, with the podcast, I don't like preparing shit. That's just.
I don't think about this stuff. I'd be real.
I don't think it's valid.
I really like this new touch you do.
Oh, thank you.
She has like brown eyeliner under and her waterline.
I've never clocked it.
Well, you've only done it recently because you did it yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I don't think it's like valid in a friendship though. But like,
what's it called? I feel like when we're like on text or whatever, I feel like when you speak sometimes, I feel like you're offended, but you're not. But it comes across as you're offended and you're pissed off.
I
get that,
but I would say that for you as well.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm not. I'm happy.
Wait, as in it comes across that I'm like crying.
Basically. No, it comes across not. As if like you're angry at something. And I'm just that. Like, oh.
Oh, as in you let feel me just... like, no, but then that's, you're answering the question, you're Becky, you're answering the question wrong.
I know.
What is she answering?
That's not something wrong that I'm doing.
Oh, she's saying what's wrong with you.
Yeah, she's saying what's wrong with me. No, what, as a friend, what can I improve? Am I lacking in? Like, am I lacking in, oh, I'm not asking.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Am I actually offended though? Like in text?
I don't know, but it looks like it. I'm like, oh.
No, I think that's a general thing. Nobody can tell tone over text. So we all sound angry sometimes, but we're actually not.
You know, yeah, you know, and it depends if, like, if, can't lie, because I have bare energy when I text all the time. Yeah. If I don't have energy one time, it will just look like I'm bare pissed off or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on.
Hmm.
What would you say for yourself? And yeah, then I'll tell you if it's wrong or not.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe for all three of us, I was going to say this. Oh, I really hate this mic. It's really pissing me off.
So don't touch it. It's going to sink.
We don't, what's it called? We
hashtag
don't
budget.
Check on each other enough.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I think that's for all three of us, though.
Yeah. I don't think I check on you lot enough.
Yeah.
And I don't think you lot check on me enough. Yeah, 100%. It's like an all three thing.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah, that's it.
But it sounds weird, but I feel like it works like that. Yeah, hear me out. Though.
No,
I feel
it does.
Like, I feel like we prefer that. I feel like if you were to ask me how I am, I'd be like, fuck off.
And when I need to tell you something, I tell you lot.
Yeah.
Like when something's happened, I'll say.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But a friend, like, do you know what I mean? A normal friendship.
Yeah.
Obviously, that works to us. So technically, this question
do you know what
invalid.
Else is different?
What?
We see each other constantly.
Yeah.
If it's a thing where I didn't see you regularly, I need to check up on you. Like, whoa, what's doing? But not like, is she okay?
That's true.
Because I see you constantly and no, you're good. If that, that's kind of bad, but yeah, do you get it?
No, but it's the thing where it's like, I don't think us three even like being asked, how are you?
Yeah,
no, do you get it?
No, but I'm saying, I just feel like I don't ask you lot enough.
But that's fine.
I know it's fine.
I'm okay with that.
I know that you're not okay with it, but I know that's something where we're lacking in as well.
But are you okay with it?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
If anything, I'll never answer.
I can't doubt about you, though.
Yeah.
No, but anyway, it's also good. Yeah, I just feel like that's something that we
need to. Oh, do you know what? I actually like that. That way, like, okay, let's see it on like us ourselves and then we'll break off. Okay, you go.
My own next one.
You go. I'm perfect, Adric, I'm not. You go.
I think you lot think this, you've told me multiple times.
Communication.
Yeah.
I mean, communication.
Communication.
Bro, there's more than fixing for that. You need to do a crash course. I'll be honest. Nah, it's serious.
Okay.
Sorry.
You need to fuck it right now.
Yeah, that's my one again. Attack, sorry. But yeah, no, communication, you definitely need to
Definitely, yeah.
But guys.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm not gonna try and defend it, but I just want to say it's not my intention.
We know it's not your intention, which is why we say you need to work on it because we can tell you do want to. Like you think you told us most of the time what's going on. And
no, do you know what?
By the way, when we say communication, it's very petty stuff. Like we'll be linking this girl and tell her she's ready.
Yeah,
it sounds very charming. Yeah. But
or
I just,
you not doing it and she'll be like, I'm coming. Like, you lot do it sometimes too, where I'll be
I'm
ready.
No, but I'm going to be very honest.
You've left, you've not told anyone you've left. Or actually, because we already speak about the timing. So she's in the timing.
So I'm just on time.
So it's not expected, do you get it?
Just on time
but you'll be not ready and she's left and you wouldn't have told anyone and you were waiting outside your door for an hour. Do you get it? With no answer, by the way. She's just not replying.
Yeah.
Just reply and say I'm not ready.
Because I'm thinking the clock, I'm getting ready, just allow it like. I'm not gonna just gonna leave you hanging on my
So then why are you answering Nisrin's phone call? and you're not getting ready today.
That was ages ago before we even started getting ready.
I was walking, bro.
Now you're bugging me. I was walking.
Nisrin didn't call. Yes, no.
When Nisrin called, it's like 7:30, G.
Oh, yeah, but you should have been ready. You should have been ready, though, because we're meant to meet at 8 o'clock. And you be met at like 8:30.
Still got random time, though.
So, Nisrin, if you're watching this, don't call Aisha.
She's not watching this, that's sleep. I'm gonna stop watching Sound Relatable. I'll subscribe to them. We're rivals.
That's actually funny.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, communication for
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Mina.
Do you know what? Actually, I have one. I feel like I'm very, like, I'm not open enough, which is really bad. Like, not in that sense where it's like I have to obviously say everything, but I feel like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, I just don't speak up enough. As in, not for like my friends, like defending. Obviously, I do that a lot. But I'm talking about like in terms of myself.
Hey.
Like, I don't speak up. And I feel like, I don't know what I'm saying, but like, imagine if you were in like a friendship or whatever, and then someone's not opening up at all. Like, at all in the slightest.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I get that.
I don't know.
You're cute, but you did answer the question.
I know.
She's talking about herself.
I'm perfect. I'm perfect.
You know why you're cute? Because I had to let you finish because you were feeling
it. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Nah, you're cute.
Okay, now I have to think of something. Everyone calm down. Wait. Okay. Friendship. All right, I'm friends.
So sorry about the mics. Man.
What do I? Can you guys like spitball? Come on, like throw an idea.
Oh my god.
What do I do?
Nah, they don't know us.
What?
So dumb. I was gonna be like, what do you think? We're like,
what do you
put
think?
Put in the comments. Imagine they all start attacking us.
You oh, I know. I feel like, just to be honest though, I feel like it's changed only now. Where like there's a lot of things where I'm just like, oh, okay, so like, okay, cool, what? Okay, like you're, I'm not empathetic enough, but it's only because
recently,
I used to be so empathetic.
Yeah. So recently,
yeah, that was a big change in you. I remember saying to you one time, Moon, what changed? Like you was never like this.
As in, I used to care so much, and now I'm just like, okay,
Moon used to have the biggest heart, and now it's like
Moon was a sim.
That is gone, but it's she not won't gone. Show it.
Yeah,
Moon had the Moon was the least like the most empathetic out of all of us, and then. And like, then you became the coldest. Not coldest.
No, no, Hunter, I agree with that. I feel like I'm the coldest.
Mina's the type to make 1,000 excuses, but today she will not make one. She's leaving. After like, I mean, you used to make excuses for people, and now you don't. You're very like, okay, I don't care about that. Oh, I don't.
And it's a genuine, like, the thing is that I genuinely believe that people deserve second chances, but right now I'm just like, okay, like I know in my head that they deserve second chances, but I'm just like, okay, bye. Do you get it? Like I have no remorse at all.
Like, what happened?
I don't know.
No, but surely a life change must have happened for you to switch.
Maybe.
Like that.
Maybe.
This is you not opening up again.
Hashtag you're right. From the 37K, a big lot.
Thanks, guys.
We did hit that in the month that we were missing.
In it.
On the humble park.
But yeah, no, 100%. I feel like I just need to open my heart more, 100%. Not that, obviously, but I feel like I seem to
defrost. I think maybe you're protecting yourself. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, but it's not never that deep.
I think you're protecting, like,
you
your
don't heart. Need to protect yourself from us.
That's what I'm saying, like, I feel like I'm using them with the wrong people. I shouldn't be using it with everyone. Do you know what I mean?
You know what? I feel like something did happen, obviously, whatever, and then you went cold on everyone rather than cold on the people that you should have went cold on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So we took
the bait. Like, even at home as well, I'm so cold.
I did get a
view. But no, it's like even at home as well, like I'm just so cold. I'm just so like, okay. Okay, are you new here?
Are you new here?
Let me just say something about this world, yeah. Is it just me? I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, feel like everyone is going through it this year. Everyone 100%. That I've spoken to, everyone that is on TikTok, everyone that's 100%. On Insta, everyone's just going through something.
Since
maybe,
COVID.
Maybe. Nah, I've scrapped it since COVID. I was happy during COVID. I was so happy. I was at my happiest.
I think after the lockdowns, that's when it
hit. After lockdowns,
Who would have thought that something that in the moment everyone hated so much was the biggest blessing? COVID.
For a lot of people, it wasn't obviously,
Oh, okay, sorry, that was very insensitive, obviously. But I'm saying, shut up.
I get what you're saying, though.
No, yeah, it makes sense.
For me personally, it was the biggest blessing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No, the way that I've been praying for another lockdown.
Well, life has to do with it.
I just want no deaths for everyone at home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no deaths, man.
You know what I was thinking about today? Okay. I work in a nursery, guys, and it's just funny, innit? And I was thinking, I was picking up the sand, and I was, like, deep in it. I was, like, because you know how, like, sand has, like, little granules and, like, different things in it? I was picking up the sand and I let go of it. And obviously, it's leaving my hand. And I was, like, raw, I'm never going to pick up that same bunch. Like, that little rock that I just left is never going to be back in my hand.
You know those thoughts? when you're high. That's basically what it was.
No, but I don't know how to explain it.
No, but I get what you're saying. The same granules that you picked up, you will never pick up again.
That, I was looking at one, I was like, I'm never going to see you again.
That's what you're saying. What? Do you know what I thought you said? I thought you were going to be like, all of a sudden just left. And I thought to myself, that's how feelings work. That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
Damn, my feelings are gone.
Guys, you know, Ash is so rude, yeah. There was one day.
It was about me, though.
It was about herself, though, yeah. But there was one day, yeah, where she must have been like, damn, I got hypo. And I was like, what's that? And I was like, that's hyperpigmentation. And we were just deepened. You know how much of a vibe that is? Imagine saying, damn, she got hypo.
Yeah.
That is so
guys,
rude.
We have a habit of like shortening everything we do. I don't even know if we came up with it.
I like the scarf colour on you.
This is the queen of distractions. Stop. Yeah.
Well,
you know how many episodes I've watched where like we're in deep conversation. She'll be like, do you like it, do you think?
Oh my god, you know what it's like? You know what it's like? It's like, wait, her
have you seen that TikTok?
Sorry, guys.
How do you think I can peel this banana? Have you seen it? That's Dua.
When the adults are talking.
Yeah.
What? Have you ever tried to peel a banana?
Just backwards?
And you lot are,
that's literally you.
Sorry, we're talking about the TikTok, man. Anyway.
You're literally 23 next month.
Hey, guys, I just want to say something, yeah? Wallahi, it's very sad because we've been shouting out this Spotify users nearly every episode.
And these are doing it live.
And we're on Apple.
We're also on Google as
we're
well.
We're also on Apple.
And
I
Google.
About you guys. Sorry.
I don't think people use Apple Podcasts.
No, right because now. One girl was messaging, one girl DM me was like, you not need to shout the Apple lots as well. And I was like, what do you mean?
She's
like,
girl gets in the bed with genre.
So
it's
shout out to genre. Her. You should know who you are.
Not gonna lie though, why don't you have Spotify? That's childish. Sorry. Sorry. That's childish.
Shout out to the Apple. Yeah,
shout out to Apple who's listening, but why do you have Apple Music?
Also shout out to the YouTube commentators.
Yeah.
Commenters.
Love you guys.
More than and also, why do you have Google Podcasts? Like, what are you doing? Sorry.
Wait, shout out to Google, they sponsor me.
No, shout out to you. What's Google Podcasts? Like, what do you have?
See?
No,
don't know you.
Not like
Android,
that. I'm not.
Oh,
fuck.
I'm fixed Android.
Unsubscribe.
Wallah. Like, so unfollow us. Unfollow us.
Wait, so instead of Safari, what do you guys have then?
Internet
Explorer.
Microsoft. Oh, you like have Play Store.
Firefox.
That's these are the things. These are the Apple Store. They have Play Store. Oh,
you know what's mad? I think it was a Note 6, something like that. Note with a pen.
Yeah.
I had that in year 9,
the
man.
The fake iPads.
I was on big things in year 9.
I had a BlackBerry. No, but you lot.
Oh, I had a Samsung.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Note. The Samsung Note.
Nah, I can't really.
Yeah, your thing was dry. Well, your mom didn't want to add 10
products. I had a Sony Ericsson year 8. That's what I had, Sony Ericsson.
Look at this posh girl from.
Okay.
This is Samsung.
This is why. I didn't add your BBM. This is why.
Oh.
Yeah? That's why. Idiot.
I mean, the reason why I didn't accept you on BBM actually. The difference
I didn't follow you on Facebook. You know
why
that?
Are you crying?
Sorry.
Same with lies.
Yeah, I never.
But you in my DMs.
Bro, you. She hated you.
There was no DMs on
she
Facebook.
You in high school.
When we used to ping people.
Yeah.
That was BlackBerry Messenger.
Black screen. NR. So replies.
MSN. Right, I remember MSN.
Oh my god.
MSN was. I loved MSN. It was beautiful.
Shout out to my friend at MSN Zora.
I still didn't chat to her anymore.
No, I don't. How do you know about that?
Guys, do you remember when we used to have them?
No, I did that one time.
What did you do?
Sorry, carry on.
No, what did you do? I want to know. She's cheeky. What did you do? Sorry, man.
Remember when we used to have them
big
like TVs as computers.
Oh yeah,
mad.
Like they used to have with the big backs,
forehead.
With the big backs,
and it was on the table.
Yeah,
what happened to that?
And we
big
had
buns.
Keyboards, like the thick
yeah,
keyboards.
Like
that
actually
was sick. Giving.
Yeah,
and then if you had a if
you just unlocked a memory,
bro. If you had a webcam, it was like attached.
Yeah, it was attached.
Like, as you had to attach the webcam for it to work.
Oh my god,
it
Skype!
It wasn't built in.
Skype. That's how you used to chat to my family.
Yeah.
How did they know about Skype? How did they know about Skype?
Everybody did. Skype was the thing back then.
Oh, Skype. You lot missed out.
Skype
had a big opportunity.
Skype was Zoom before Zoom was Zoom.
Shambhalas! Oh, you remember Shambhalas?
Yeah, Shambhalas.
Oh, I never afforded one.
And Scooby Doo.
Never afforded one. Said I was like 65.
Well, lucky I didn't have one there. Well, but I just watched some sidelines.
I was like, hold that, I ain't getting that bracelet. It was buzz on his.
I can't lie, I actually had it. I think I had like two colours. Well, like three.
No, I had blue, that's it.
Actually,
yeah.
Definitely bought the Wembley Market one.
No, guys, I don't think I said. I actually come to Scotland list.
I remember I bought mine in
Hi, guys! Hi!
Yeah, I was like, guys, look, I got
hi, guys.
I got Shambhala!
I think you were the only one in our school that had it,
yeah.
Right?
Bare people had it. Sade and
like
Sade.
All of the girls had
it. I'm sure Ikra had it as well. Bare people had it.
I never had one.
Sorry, one more memory that I forgot. I remember on BBM,
yeah?
We used to write paragraphs shouting people out. Guys, follow my, add my sis on BBM and it would be
I
a shout out.
It was a broadcast.
A broadcast.
Guys, that was the lowest of the low that we could ever reach.
Like, you used to beg people
to
follow.
Yeah, I used to put people's names.
Yeah, BBM pins.
On my status. I had to put his name on my status. Yeah, I love my best friend. Are you taking a piss?
S-R.
Literally. N-R.
Sleep. Brackets.
Black screen.
Oh my goodness.
N-I-T-M.
S-R.
What? Oh, did you already say that?
NITM.
Oh my goodness, guys, one last thing. A memory that I had you that just unlocked you.
Guys, our viewers are so
Sorry, I don't care. One more.
What did you
One that I unlocked you, it was our trip to France and everyone was on BBM. We had a whole group chat the night before. Everyone was actually up the whole night before France. Do you remember?
I know parents just love to go to France in year seven. That's bare, like, why?
You know, I had such a scary encounter with that France trip because the day of the trip is the day that I got my passport.
Oh, I remember
I was so close to not coming.
I remember that.
Oh, that would have been so depressing if I didn't come.
I think that was the first time. Not the
same, Ashim. I went on a cruise. I think I had to pay for my.
You went on a cruise. Yes, I heard you.
Rasa, you heard me, and you still didn't acknowledge me
because she's speaking at the same time.
Talking over me. Literally attention seeker. Anyway,
you have to wait your turn.
You know, I had to pay like £110 to literally get mine renewed.
Yeah. Oh no, that wasn't me. I had to pay an extra pound,
Dutch parcels, man. There's levels to this.
Mine's long because they have to send the passport to the country. Yeah, you gotta pay to go to EU country, you know that?
We actually do.
They pay your €7 while I got my EU visa. Hold on. Shout out Dutch to anyone that's Dutch out there.
Oh my god, you know, wait, who is it? I think it was Rose who was Dutch.
Who the fuck is Rose?
We literally met Rose the other day.
She's from Netherlands.
And she's from Netherlands, and we were literally like, Aisha's there from there too.
Oh, this is with the Paola girl.
Yeah, Pawana.
Pawana.
No, well, I never met you, Pawana. That's the only reason I don't remember your name. Sorry,
Pawana, chat to my guy over there. Sorry.
4 months. Anyway, bye, guys.
Oh, yeah. Anyways,
shout out to Brexit.
We'll be back. We'll be
Please bleep out all my swearing.
Yeah, why do you swear so much?
I changed.
Goodness me. That used to be me in the beginning. You know what I don't know if you have noticed in my lingo.
Flip.
I say flipping a lot and I say F.
That's so childish. Flipping.
Yeah, just say effing.
Just say effing.
Now flip is better than effing.
Childish. Flip is what I say in year seven. Oh, flip this.
No, I don't say flip. No, you're right. I don't say flip. I say flipping. Like, I don't say effing. I mean, I don't say that. See? Told you that I use effing and that. I just proved it to you, all right? Anyways.
Just go shag. No. Just go shag. You might as well. Say jumper.
Wow.
Anyway, guys, we love you. More content. Gonna be honest, we're back with our mojo. Our mojo's back now, every single week now. If we don't do it every single week, me and Dios are gonna quit. So
leave me here, right?
Yeah.
If it's a week, we're not coming back. Anyways, back to consistency. Back to
more videos. We have a lot of fun videos lined up, guys. So stay tuned. Exciting stuff.
We do. Wallahi, we do. We have like 3 minutes planned. Anyway, guys.
On that note, it's been your boy Aisha.
It's always me first, so I don't know why you're chatting. It's been your boy Dua.
Boy Aisha.
It's been your boy Muna. And this is the Diary Room Podcast.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I like that.